No, I'd look delighted to have him at the club. He had a lot of opportunities in and around Europe and some in the higher leagues, and I think it's, you know, testament to his character that, you know, coming to Birmingham, the football that we're going to try and play, and how the club is and the size of the club. I think it was the attraction for him. It shows the attitude of the player, that it was a football decision for him, so that's good. And he comes into a really good group, and yeah, it's a position I wanted to try and strengthen. We had the opportunity to strengthen that early, so that's great. And yeah, looking forward to working with him and along with the others. And yeah, of course, there's other targets and positions we need to strengthen as well. And that's, as we speak, we're trying to do that. And hopefully in the coming days and weeks, we get to talk to you about it.
But you're mindful of the fact that this club doesn't need another massive turnover like it's experienced before. So are we looking at three or four positions that you will be targeting from here?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think, you know, I've spent a lot of the summer sat with the owner and the senior board, and they've been brilliant. They've been very open-minded, and we talked through what we feel, or they felt there was the mistakes from before. And, you know, having huge transitions, you know, doesn't help the situation. What we want to do is take the good things of that end of last season and transfer that across, and then try and harness that into something better. And yeah, I'm not looking to do a massive transition at all. We do need to add, of course, you know, in certain positions, and that's what we're trying to do. And as I said, I think the temptation in this league, you see it time and time, is to rush everything and, you know, to go as quickly as possible. I think that's the mistake that's been made in the past, and we have to maybe slow that down a little bit, and a bit of realism, and but at the same time make sure it's right and make sure it's good, and we get that upward trajectory and not looking over our shoulders like we have done for the last three out of the last 5 years.
And it's part of that building, harnessing some of the young talent here. I know that you've got Solomon Ottobor and Dan Scar, for instance, who had a loan last year, who you're at least going to take the chance to have a look at here and see whether they might contribute to the first team.
Yeah, I've always really keen to give them the opportunity, you know, and it's for them to take the opportunity and with the hard work, but always pre-season is a good time as well to have a good look at them and see where you think they might be at, whether they can come straight in and help you with a bit of work, or whether they need to go and get some more experience. We have even younger ones there, like, you know, Odin and people like that, who, you know, it's always good for them to be around the first team, see how it's working and see what his progression can be as well. So I've always done that, and I always will do that. And, you know, if I can give opportunities to the young players at the club that are coming through, then I will do. I've got no hesitation with that, but I have to feel that they're at the right level, at the right stage, and that's all part of what we're doing. So yeah, it's good to have them with us, and we'll see as we go through pre-season.
There's a tighter deadline this year in terms of getting deals done. How is the market? Is it a realistic market this year? Is the Championship realising that you can't just keep on throwing money at it, or not?
Football's never a realistic market. That's gone a long time ago. Yeah, it's difficult for every single club. Every club has different means and stuff like that, but what we're trying to do is do something sensible and do something... Yeah, of course, we want to fight hard and do as best as possible when we're working in a market like that, but I think it's just doing the right thing and the sensible thing, and that's what we're trying to work with, along with the senior board and the owner. And they've, so far we've done that very well, and it's the same for every club, you know, everyone's at the same stage right now. And yeah, there's a few signings and a few things going on, comings and goings, but what we want to try and avoid is anything hectic and anything last minute. You know, we've done a lot of work behind the scenes on trying to recruit players and target certain players, and if we can do that, it's within our budget and it suits us, and then we'll do it.
Just finally from me, fans are asking a lot about the goalkeeping situation. Where do things stand at the moment? Is it a case of you are certainly setting out to look for a new senior keeper here?
Yeah, look, my job, same as every manager, but my job is to, you know, when I come in here, there's a huge amount of players contracted to the club from a first team perspective. So that's number one. I have to really cut that down. That's very excessive. And the second part of that is, as any manager would do, you know, have to assess, you know, the comings and goings. You know, every single season a club will have comings and goings. You have to assess which ones I feel that I want to give the opportunity to go forward with, and which ones not. And that's just the process it is. But everyone that's involved in all of that process is very clear. They've been told, and, you know, comings and goings, it's been very, very clear. So that's my job. My job is to do that and make those decisions and do it with conviction. So that's the way that it's working at this moment in time.